This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know what? I love the City Foundry. It's a really cool spot. It's a cool place right in the heart of our city, right in the middle of our city in Midtown. That's why they call it Midtown. And there is a lot happening there. There are new residential units that are there for people to move into. Of course, they've had the restaurants and they've had the bars, and I really enjoy going there. Well, there's a lot coming up this spring, even the full live, the art market, which is happening at City Foundry. To talk about that with us and everything going on there is Will Smith, president of New and Found, a St. Louis-based real estate development and investment firm. Will, it's good to have you with us on KMOX. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So we are pretty excited about everything that's happened there, because we talk a lot on this show, and I think the station does too, about every little anything that St. Louis can get, whether it is an entertainment district like this one, or living spaces, or office buildings downtown, whatever it is. Every new development is great for us because we desperately need it. And City Foundry has been one of the great developments in the last couple of years.
Well, thank you. It's been quite a journey, especially when, if you think back to it, our planned opening was May of 2020. And we had to delay that a year and a half. But we've been really excited about the momentum it's built, and very excited to be bringing the live art market this summer.
Okay, I'm gonna give some, throw these numbers out here, Will, because you talk about the momentum. So taxable sales within the City Foundry Community Improvement District, so that whole area, was $1.97 million in 2021. Like you said, you had to delay the opening. In 2024, it was $56.2 million, a 2,700% increase. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, even before then, it had been a vacant foundry for about a decade.
And then with the different restaurants and shops, let's do this. How has it evolved from when it opened in 2021 to now? Like, what's in it?
Yeah, so when we opened in 2021, our original planned opening was to have many of our shops and restaurants and the food hall kind of all open at once. But coming out of COVID, we actually had to hit reset. Several of our tenants couldn't proceed. And so we just decided in the fall of 21 that we were going to open regardless the food hall. And I think we opened the food hall with about 12, 13 kitchens. We're now up to 19 kitchens in the food hall.
How much space is there total, if you completely maxed out?
It's roughly 340,000 square feet. We are fully occupied on our office, which has been phenomenal. Entertainment, grocery store, Trufusant fitness, a rooftop patio with expat, City Winery, Alamo Drafthouse Movie Theater, and then numerous small local businesses, boutiques, and shops.
With this new round of tenants that are broadening City Foundry's offerings, what are we going to be looking at here?
Yeah, so we have both local and national. Mm-hmm. Most recently, we've opened Lux Redux Bridal. So it's one of our first national retailers, which has been very exciting because, again, we basically created a retail market. Before Foundry, you wouldn't have necessarily had a national retailer looking at Midtown St. Louis to bring mm-hmm. their location. We also have Injection Bar, which is a beauty services company.
Like a local. Botox bar?
That's my understanding.
Oh, great.
Oh, man. I will say, if anything COVID showed me when I had to wear the masks is that I'm just like sentient crow's feet. Like, that's what I felt like with the mask. I was like, I am just crow's feet with body attached.
Can this place take care of Amy's crow's
yes,
feet?
Yes, the Botox bar. Can they help me out?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah. I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I might need that myself, actually. And then we have the Great Big Game Show and the Escape Game, a dual national experiential entertainment concept coming in. So a lot of really great momentum on the leasing front.
And then also, I was pulling up Google Maps because it's right next to, relatively speaking, St. Louis University, like within a half mile, right? The Foundry and St. Louis University?
Yeah, one block. Yeah.
So
edge of the campus is pretty much right there.
My friends who went there 20 years ago, they're like, wait a minute, for SLU students now, you're one block from the Foundry, and then there's also the Midtown development with the Target and all of that. I mean, it's completely revolutionized Midtown. What a great spot.
Absolutely. And what's been exciting, too, is between the new apartment building built on Foundry's campus mm-hmm. and then the student housing being built right adjacent to Foundry, we're looking at an additional 1,000 residents yeah. right there as well. And I do know that with the Fresh Thyme, they've seen continual year-over-year growth in their sales as well.
I love that grocery store, by the way.
Oh, Fresh Thyme?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
And that one right in Midtown, so convenient. Love it.
I have driven past the residentials. There are now a couple of them. One of them is still being constructed. Is that right? I'm a little confused. I know I keep seeing it. I know there are always trucks there.
And yes, Vandeventer like has been closed for like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So how much of that is occupied right now or rented out or purchased or whatever you've got
so
going
on?
So
one of them is student housing. And my understanding with student housing is that kind of all starts around the beginning of the summer. So they should be leasing up very quickly. We've been leasing up since early winter last year, and leasing's been going strong, and we'll be looking at about 270 units at full lease up.
There, when you build something like that, there's always going to be adjustments and, you know, restructuring or whatever over the years. But what is the ultimate goal for that entire area? If you can look back and say this is what we want it to be, what would that be?
I think we want it to be a mixed-use urban environment. It's interesting. I saw some comments on Reddit talking about how it's a suburban-style development, which it was an interesting critique. But we really want to bring together all the mm-hmm. different uses. You can live there. You can work there. The community can come together there. So we see more housing. We see more retail. We like density. The more dense a site becomes, the less reliant on cars you need to have. It's great that we are near Metrolink as well. We're right near the SLU campus. Mm-hmm. And so now what we're doing with this live art market is we're trying to bring more live performance and artists there, kind of what we have seen in our travels across the country that are a place that the local community can come together and know that they're going to experience new things. They're going to experience new local performances and artists.
So that market will begin on the 21st of May?
That is correct.
And it's just going to be a Wednesday night thing, right? And it runs through about...
June 35th.
June 35th, it says right here. So it's not running through June 35th, but it does run for a couple of months.
Yes, we're going to go till June 25th initially. Okay. The idea is to be able to go beyond then, but it's going to be initially awesome. That 1 month. We started with just an idea of having buskers and live performers, and when we started engaging the community and trying to find performers and artists to come down, it was really wonderful. We had a flood of other community organizations that wanted to be a part of it. So Kranzberg Arts Foundation mm-hmm. is going to be helping with the buskers. The Regional Arts Commission, in partnership with Mastermind, is going to be doing live music and his Master Camp series. Lewis came as well.
And yeah. You guys are making the announcement of all like the performers today, right? Or not? Is that announcement today?
No, we're not going to. A lot of it's going to be around discovery. I mean, I think okay. At a very high level, there's those, I'd say, larger organizations and the partnerships of Kranzberg Arts Foundation, Paint Lewis, Regional Arts Commission, Mastermind, a magician, Gavin Yang, and then we're actually doing a lecture series with UMSL as well. Mm-hmm. So all of these different mm-hmm. groups came to us. But then as we go along, the individual performers will be releasing, and it will be a bit of a discovery of who's down there at any given point in time.
You know,
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw here that the Foundry is one of the most visited attractions in the region, next to the St. Louis Zoo and the Gateway Arch, which, of course, two absolute behemoths in the tourist world here in St. Louis. Do you know the breakdown of your visitors at the Foundry? Like, are a lot of people coming from the county? Are people coming from Illinois? Is it people local to the city?
It's definitely the region, the whole region. Illinois, St. Charles, St. Louis nice. County. Yeah. I mean, I think our trade area for 80% of our traffic is like 50-mile radius. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the whole region that's coming together. And that's been really exciting too, because I think St. Louisans like to beat up on ourselves in terms of what's going on in the city, or whether people want to come down to the city. And 2.1 million people coming to Foundry every year kind of would disagree with the sentiment that there's nothing cool to do in the city.
Well, and I think there's the regional bias where it's really hard to get those of us who live east, like east of 170, it's hard to get, hard to get those of us who live further east to go west of 270. We're like, ugh, I'm not going west of 270. And people who live west of 270 don't go east of McKnight. And it's like this divide where they're like, we just want to stay in our area. That's at least growing up. We would always joke that my friends who lived further east, they never wanted to come out to West County, and people in West County never wanted to go further east. And this is one of those places where it's the Foundry itself is not just an event, but what a fun day if you were to swing by the arch and then come back to the Foundry, eat dinner, walk around, listen to some music, or go to the zoo earlier in the day and then go to the Foundry.
Absolutely. And that's we also have data on where people are going. And that's exactly what we're seeing, is people are making a whole day out of it. A lot of our traffic is coming down before or after sports games as well, which has been great to see. And so, you know, we want it to be a destination that people come to time and time and time again.
That's, I'll tell you what, I went to the city winery. It was just a couple mm-hmm. of months ago. We had sort of a station gathering there, and I know about City Winery. I'd seen the one in Chicago, and I think they're all over the country, aren't they? There are a handful at least. And we're in the place, and all these people start coming in, and they're walking to the back, and I go, where are they going? And you open up the door, and there's this
huge like music venue.
Yeah.
You just, it's you would have no idea it's there unless somebody told you it was there. And it's really, really cool. So it's just one of the cool things that's down at the Foundry.
Well, there's so many opportunities to discover. Hopefully you've been to Noda, None of the Above, which is our speakeasy.
Yeah. I've not been invited.
Gerard Kraft?
Yes. Yeah.
Speakeasy?
Yes.
You haven't been invited.
Well, we were supposed to go there after, I think, the Christmas party, but something happened.
Well, we'd love to host you.
Yeah.
All right, it was an invite.
Okay, great. I'm in. I'd love to go.
Because he didn't get invited to the Women of Achievement luncheon either.
Didn't get invited to that.
So,
do I have to be invited to the speakeasy?
No, you can.
I can just go?
You can go. Reservations would probably be recommended.
Is there a code word?
No code word currently.
Okay.
So
that would be pretty cool.
It's Gerard.
It is Gerard. It's always Gerard. That's the best. All right. So
very cool.
The live art market again starts up May 21st. Is it free to just go there and be there?
Awesome.
I'm assuming it's outdoors, right?
Yes. It'll be blended within the space. Okay. A lot of it will be occurring outdoors. Some of it will be inside. As an example, you know, really excited about this partnership with UMSL as a part of it, which will be this lecture series. And so they're going to be bringing different humanities PhD professors down, and they're just going to lecture on interesting topics that you wouldn't necessarily think to look up. So you can grab a drink, grab something to eat, and just kind of enjoy that lecture. And all of these professionals, whether they're artists or professors, it's all funded. So so it's free to the public. Awesome. And I would also mention parking is often a concern. There's
free.
There's 1,000 free spaces on the Foundry campus, and then immediately adjacent to the Foundry campus, we know there's about 3,000 additional parking spaces available.
And this is all ages?
All ages.
Yes.
Yep.
I did ask that once. It sounds like a simple question, but I asked it once about like a beer festival at the art museum, and the guy was like, no, it's just alcohol. So anyway, this one is all ages.
This is all
bring
ages.
The family. Lots of parking. That's a big note for especially people in the county to know. There's lots of parking.
Lots of
free parking.
Yes, free parking.
Yep.
The live art market starts May 21st. It is a Wednesday, runs every Wednesday through the 25th of June. It's free to go down to the City Foundry and check it out. We appreciate you, Will Smith, with New and Found. Thank you for coming by to talk to us about this.
Thank you for having me.